Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering Section 1060 of the Internal Revenue Code. This section comes into play when you buy a business, not just a piece of real estate. It governs how the purchase price gets divided up among all the assets you acquired, and that division directly affects what a cost segregation study can do for you. Let me explain the scenario way this matters. Suppose you buy a hotel. You are not just buying bricks and steel, you are buying the furniture in every room, the food and beverage operation, the reservation system, the trained staff relationships, the brand and reputation, possibly some intangible value that goes beyond any physical asset. That combination of things is what makes it a going concern business, not just a building. When you buy a group of assets that together make up a trade or business, Section 1060 kicks in. The total price you paid has to be allocated among all the different assets. This is not optional. Both you and the seller have to do it the same way, report it on Form 8594, and attach it to your tax returns. The allocation follows what is called the residual method. Assets are divided into seven classes. Cash and cash equivalents are in Class 1. Certificates of deposit and marketable securities are in Class 2. Accounts receivable are in Class 3. Inventory is in Class 4. All other tangible assets, which is where your real property and personal property live, are in Class 5. Certain customer lists and licenses are in Class 6. Goodwill and going concern value are in Class 7. The purchase price fills each class in order, starting at the top. Whatever is left after all the tangible and identifiable assets are covered flows down to goodwill at the bottom. The agreement between the buyer and the seller matters. If your purchase agreement specifically assigns values to specific assets, the IRS generally treats those agreed values as binding on both parties. There is a court case we cover separately called Peco Foods that illustrates what happens when a binding allocation limits the buyer's depreciation basis, even when the study might support a different number. So how does this connect to a cost segregation study? A study starts with your basis in the property. It then allocates that basis among asset classes. 5-year personal property, 7-year personal property, 15-year land improvements, 39-year building. The size of the benefit depends partly on how much of the total basis flows into the shorter classes. When you acquired the property through an applicable asset acquisition, Section 1060 determines how much basis is assigned to the real property in the first place. If the allocation puts most of the purchase price into goodwill and intangibles, less flows to the real property and its components. The study has a smaller pool to work with. If the allocation puts more into the tangible assets, the study has more to work with. This is why the allocation decision is a planning opportunity at the time of closing, not an afterthought. A buyer who is going to do a cost segregation study should think about the Section 1060 allocation before signing the purchase agreement. Negotiating reasonable, documented values for the real property and personal property components while the deal is being structured protects the basis that the study will later rely on. After closing, the study then does the component level work, identifying what is personal property versus real property, and assigning each piece to the right depreciation class. But the study cannot create basis that was not allocated to tangible assets in the first place. The bottom line is this. Section 1060 governs how the purchase price of a business acquisition is divided up. That division is the starting point for a cost segregation study on any going concern deal. Getting the allocation right at closing is the first step toward getting the most out of the study. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this section connects to your acquisition, visit the Authority Library in your report.